Welcome to episode 365 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. There are 93 women who speak in the Bible. 49 of them are named. These women speak a total of 14,056 words collectively, roughly 1.1% of the total words in Scripture. Family leadership, rights of the firstborn, were passed from one generation to another through the males. The Abrahamic covenant passed from Abraham to Isaac, and from Isaac to Jacob, and then through his sons. In the book of Numbers, we find provisions made for the rare instances in which there were no males through which the inheritance would pass down. But it is clear that such instances are rare and are the exception rather than the rule. When a census was taken, it was of males only. Circumcision was a male ritual. It was the male Israelites who identified with the Abrahamic covenant by means of circumcision. Only the male Israelites were required to appear in Jerusalem 3 times a year for the 3 great religious feasts. Though it may not be of great significance, it is at least a point of interest to note that when we are told the size of a crowd to which Jesus ministered, the numbers were based upon the adult males, men, who were present. For example, Matthew 14, verse 21, not counting women and children, there were about 5,000 men who ate. Despite women supposedly being relegated to the background, women were the last disciples at the cross and the first at the empty tomb, and they remained integral to the work of the church in its early centuries. One of the best-kept secrets in Christianity is the enormous role that women played in the early church. A number of women served as leaders of the house churches that sprang up in the cities of the Roman Empire. The list includes Priscilla, Chloe, Lydia, Apphia, Nympha, the mother of John Mark, and possibly the elect lady of John's second epistle. Celsus, a second century detractor of the faith, once taunted that the church attracted only the silly and the mean and the stupid with women and children. His contemporary, Bishop Cyprian of Carthage, acknowledged in his Testimonia that Christian maidens were very numerous and that it was difficult to find Christian husbands for all of them. These comments give us a picture of a church disproportionately populated by women. The circle of Roman women who studied with Jerome, the acclaimed Christian priest, confessor, theologian, and historian in the late 300s, showed such scholarship that he thought nothing of referring some church elders to Marcella for the resolution of a hermeneutical problem. Marcella was a Roman noblewoman who was canonized or declared a saint by the Vatican for her role in founding the Christian monastic system. By the early 400s, Augustine, who owed much to his mother, could declare that any old Christian woman was better educated in spiritual matters than many a philosopher. The Catholic Church canonized at least 25 first century women as saints. However, while there are many women throughout history who are remembered for their courage and faith, their service and leadership, their missions and ministry, there are also many women who are infamous for their sins. Here is a top 10 list to close out our month-long study of women in the Bible. 10 women noted for evil choices. 1. Eve. She made the fatal for everyone mistake of listening to the serpent's lie that God wasn't telling the truth about the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden. After taking a bite, she offered it to Adam, and the two were ejected from paradise. Giving in to the original temptation unleashed death and suffering into a world. 2. Lot's wife. She lived in Sodom, a city of legendary wickedness. When an angel told Lot and his family, "Flee for your lives, don't look back," she ignored the warning and was turned into a pillar of salt. Lot's wife is probably guilty of more than a fateful glance backward. Most likely, she considered abandoning her fleeing family to return to the city, thus sharing in its destruction. 3. Potiphar's wife. A high-ranking Egyptian woman who fell for a good-looking Hebrew slave by the name of Joseph. Enraged by his refusal to jump into bed with her, she accused him of attempted rape and had him thrown into prison. After Joseph's release, he became one of the most powerful men in Egypt, second only to Pharaoh. 4. Delilah, the wicked girlfriend of a legendary but foolish strongman named Samson. She made a bargain with his enemies, who promised her money for the secret of her paramour's superhuman strength. After wheedling the secret from her lover, she told them his strength would vanish the moment they cut off his hair. While Samson lay fast asleep with his head resting on Delilah's lap, the Philistines snipped off his hair. When her unfortunate boyfriend awoke, they gouged out his eyes and took him captive to Gaza. 5. The Witch of Endor. Also known as the Medium of Endor, this woman made her living by attempting to conjure the dead in order to predict the future. Since necromancy was strictly forbidden by King Saul, she risked death whenever she practiced her craft. Ironically, the same king who forbade the practice visited her home in disguise the night before he died in an attempt to divine whether he would prevail against his arch enemies, the Philistines. 6. Daughter of King David's son Absalom, Maacah was a queen, and depending upon the version of the story, the mother or the grandmother of Asa, king of Judah. Asa began to revive the practices of his ancestor King David for the purpose of ensuring proper conduct before God. Toward that end, Asa ejected prostitutes, destroyed all idols, and removed Maacah from her royal position because she had built an obscene memorial to the pagan goddess Asherah. Asa tore down the memorial and burned the site where it was located in the Kidron Valley. 7. Jezebel. A Phoenician princess, she was married to Ahab, one of Israel's worst kings. She worshipped Baal, who was heralded as the bringer of rain and prosperity. In order to force conversions to her storm god, she murdered many of Israel's prophets, but was eventually made a laughingstock by Elijah and his god. Though this wicked queen came to a very bad end, she spent the last few moments of her life combing her hair and applying makeup so she could look her best when her servants threw her out of the palace window, feeding her body to the dogs below. 8. Athaliah. She was the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. Married to the king of Judah, she grew paranoid after his death, murdering her grandchildren in order to secure the throne. Thanks to a conspiracy, this ruthless queen was overthrown and executed just outside the temple in Jerusalem. 9. Gomer. Married to the prophet Hosea, she abandoned him in order to pursue relationships with multiple lovers. Her prodigal lifestyle eventually led to financial ruin, and she was forced to sell herself into slavery to satisfy her debts. Despite her betrayal, Hosea rescued her by settling her debts and welcoming her home. A prodigal wife who learned the meaning of true love, her story served as a lived-up parable, poignantly expressing God's love for a people who had committed spiritual adultery by worshiping multiple gods. 10. Herodias. The granddaughter of Herod the Great, she married two of her uncles, Herod Philip I and Herod Antipas. An ambitious and ruthless woman, she hated John the Baptist for thundering against her marriage to Herod Antipas, whom she had married after divorcing his half-brother Philip. Unable to persuade her husband to murder John, Herodias arranged an elaborate birthday party in Herod's honor. Then she asked her daughter Salome to perform before Herod and his guests. Herod was so pleased by the young girl's dance that he vowed he would give her anything her heart desired, up to half his kingdom. Consulting her mother, Salome shocked Herod and his guests by asking for the most stomach-turning gift imaginable, the head of John the Baptist, on a platter. Father, thank you for the lessons we can learn from both the saints and the sinners. Help us to be so submitted to your will that we'll make choices that bring honor to your name. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.